to the C-S-Cafe, where we do a little storytelling, mix a little poetry, and seduce your mind. Welcome back. Welcome back. Since the world likes to suffocate the truth, I'ma sound the alarm with a piece I like to call asphyxiated truths. They say history with asphyxiated truths hangs the fruit, where textbooks put on blackface to calm the troops, where coalitions band together to hush the pain because it wasn't their generation that started it, but they were born out of hatred that they don't recognize. Truth tastes like ghost peppers creeping on the bayou. Souls drowned underwater so colonized towns can be built over. Unmarked graves cry out at midnight because black people don't come home in sundown towns. And the dirt screeches of stench from underground. Tell your mother you can find her son in a body bag outside the city. But policemen cover up the beatings and lie to pacify the truth. Tell your father he can find his daughter naked in abandoned warehouses because she lay dead from being snatched from walking behind her protector. I mean, she walked 5 feet behind her mother and was silenced with chloroform. That's why we tell you to walk ahead, so we can see danger from all around. Where ebony alerts are nationwide, but yet at midnight you hear black cries. Screams echoing over blood moons because the only person coming to save you is you. Like women of Brewster's Place, you have to knock down your own wall to escape. Tell your brother he ain't in his mama's house, so everyone ain't getting beat if one snitch on the streets. Tell your sister the self-exploitation of bodies for mere follows don't gain respect in the present. Deadened fruit hangs on sour trees, where roots are poisoned from within the family. Tell the truth about affirmative action because that shit ain't ever got me accepted or hired, but proved to be more helpful to the white woman. Tell me why diversity and inclusion died at universities where segregation creeps in the hallways, but people say, let those who earn it get it. Like black folk ain't worked 3 times as hard to get even a scholarship and acceptance letter. Always iced out with stares that dared us to say we deserve to be there. Tell the truth about the secret because double kin makes the sin fall on the lips that never unzip to tell the truth. Tell the school board we know Scholastic omits the book for black folk. Like history needs to be fragile to be ingested. Like white fragility hinders young minds from critical thinking of the whole truth. Perjury withholds the broad scope of lynchings burned on trees at dawn. Perjury withholds the trail where tears penetrate the soil from slaughters of native nations. Perjury withholds the truth of cannibalism and slavery because the truth ain't Tiffany's and crumpets, but chitlins and hot sauce. Perjury withholds the disconnect between mulattoes and black folk because damn if you choose to be white, black card revoked. Damn if you choose to be black, pawn the white side to extradite your position in life. Yeah, black card revoked. See, you ain't black enough if you choose to be white. You ain't black enough if you don't live black folks to the light. You ain't black enough if your skin is 3 shades lighter than a brown paper bag. Tell the black folk to revoke your access. While you're at it, tell your grandmother that the Voting Rights Act is quantum leaping to 1964, where grandfather clauses prohibit skin folk from voting on ballots because black folk can't be seen in the Senate. Tell your mother we have a black woman on the Supreme Court. I hope she fights to keep us forward and not uppercut us back. Tell your grandmother that the raping of red blood cells from black folks to experiment on how long diseases could go the distance, yet blame the destruction of their health on old age like you ain't give syphilis to black folk in double-blind studies, but wonder why we don't take your meds. Tell your mothers their bodies aren't cadavers to be studied upon without anesthetics, to be the mother of gynecologic studies but never use the skills on black folk. There are 2 stages too late. Tell your sons prisons ain't nothing but in-school suspensions intertwined by pipelines where diversion centers roll over into prisons forcing slavery, I mean free labor, by way of the 14th Amendment. Tell your brothers the repetition of mortality of Emmett Till rewinds on the needle because the root was not cut off at the lie. Tell your sons Judas ain't even a disciple, but kinfolk with Glocks ready to blow out your id ego and super ego and put the blame on insanity to get a shorter term and release to shoot another you. Tell your daughters ain't nothing sassy about chivalry because independence doesn't trump accountability, so teach yourself to know self because the reflection of self is better than being conceited. Tell your children the truth about the fruit that hangs from the tree, where deadened roots are bitten by serpents who slither to deceive. And when you crack history, make sure you're ready to absorb the truth, because the truth ain't wrapped in hair bows and bow ties, but the truth will set you free.
Thanks for tuning in to the CSCAFE. Did we ride your mind tonight? Did you feel good? Tune in next time because you don't wanna miss this.